More big news out of the media world today. Following a similar business move last week involving Scripps and Journal Communications, media giant Gannett announced that it is spinning off its broadcasting and digital businesses from its publishing division.
That means USA Today and more than 80 other newspapers will form the backbone of a new publishing company, while more than 40 TV stations and a handful of websites will make up the other, probably more profitable, company.
Joining us now to talk more about the spinoff and its implications is Ken Doctor. He is a news industry analyst who runs the websites Newsonomics.com. He is the author of Newsonomics, 12 New Trends That Will Shape the News You Get. Ken, welcome to Central Time.
Good afternoon.
So we mentioned the deal between Journal and Scripps here in Wisconsin last week. I didn't mention Tribune Publishing and now Gannett. Are these, first of all, the timing is interesting on these, but are these all basically the same deal?
They are similar. They all come out of the very central idea that financially newspaper assets are distressed. We've seen an industry that really hasn't grown in 7 years, hasn't grown any revenues in 7 years. And it's increasingly clear that the financial markets don't like these investments. So if you run a company like Tribune or Gannett, and you have both broadcast stations and you have newspapers, the markets want you to split them up. They want to invest in the broadcast part, even though that's got some struggles of its own, but nothing compared to newspapers. So that's what we're seeing across the board here. News Corp did it last year, and it is near complete at this point with Gannett's announcement today.
And I have to tell you, you know, if you've been following media for the past couple of decades, this idea of synergy or whatever you want to call it, where everything is sort of combining into one, all of a sudden that idea seems like it's right out the window.
Exactly. And it's funny because that was a religion of its kind within the industry, say, 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And people would say, you know, video's coming, and if we could get these newspaper companies to do video, and the broadcasters would say, you know, I've got all these people that know how to do film, but they don't know how to write. And so you had companies come together, and Tribune was one of them. Gannett was one of them. So, well, we have all these skills in our company, and we can put them together. And you're right, that magic word was synergy. But it's one of those words the CEOs like to use, and operationally very, very tough to get done. And now it is out the window.
So let's talk about what's happening with Gannett. A lot of people, of course, know Gannett as USA Today, but in terms of newspapers, in terms of the broadcast side, there's a lot more to it than that. Tell us what the new deal looks like, what these two new companies look like.
So on the new company, which is still unnamed, it is broadcast and it is digital. So broadcast in that Gannett now is among the top three broadcasters in the country, and that would be in terms of local regional stations, not national ones, depending how you count. They just made a major purchase last fall of Belo TV that propelled them into that top three. And the broadcast industry is mature, but it's still growing, and especially in election years, and with the Supreme Court decisions making fewer and fewer restrictions on campaign funding, they're looking for a good year this year in 2014 and a big year in 2016. So that's a more stable business that's growing. And in consolidating, they believe, once again, that scale will work in that business. They also have in that business digital businesses, classifieds, you're looking for a job, career builder. And today they made the announcement, the same time they announced their split, that they were buying the rest of Cars.com, which is one of the two biggest car sites in the U.S. of finding new cars and some used cars as well. So that is a broadcast digital company set up pretty well for the future, will be favored by investors. The newspaper company will be called Gannett, and that one has 81 papers. USA Today, as you said, is the one that everybody knows, but they have bigger papers in Detroit, Des Moines, Louisville, and they have, I believe, 10 papers in Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
So they have a profound footprint across the country, and like most newspaper companies, they haven't grown revenue in 7 years. The big problem is print advertising, which is down about 8% a year for the last 3.5 years now. So they can't get beyond this tremendous loss of print advertising as really those dollars go to Google and Facebook, and you can draw a pretty direct line in that transition. And it's going away from the companies that produce news to companies that present news but don't produce it.
And that puts newspapers in a tough spot. So when you look at this deal or these deals as they stand now, some people are going to look at this and say, well, this is a great chance for newspapers to sort of reinvent themselves on their own terms, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Other people are going to say, well, there's nothing else you can do with the newspapers, so let them go die off over there by themselves. Which way do you see it, or is it more complicated than that?
I think it's fairly straightforward. The rationale for these deals is purely financial. It is the markets, and these are all public companies, the markets value the broadcast and digital highly or relatively highly, and they don't value the print for much. The question of focus has come up. It's not the reason the deals are getting done. But if you are a smart CEO like Jack Griffin, the guy who takes over the new Tribune Publishing business today, in fact, when it goes out on the New York Stock Exchange, you use that motivation and you say, it's almost like a football coach in a locker room and say, you know, boys, this is our chance. We're standalone. We got our own future to chart. We don't have to worry about those other guys anymore. Let's go do it. So it's not the reason for it, but you can use it that way.
But how much time do they have to prove their case?
Years, still. The key question has been, is the newspaper industry going to die? And the real sad answer, and I'm someone who did work in newspapers for many years, is that it's dying. 30% of the journalistic workforce of newspapers is gone over the last 7 years in the U.S. So it is dying, yet it is still profitable. These companies still make 5 to 10% profits a year. So what it's about from a business point of view is managing decline, and it turns out you can manage decline for years. You can't manage it for decades, but you can manage it for years. And in some ways, the financial decline has moderated, but they're still not turned around. They're still not growing revenue. They're getting closer in a lot of ways. They're down to 2 to 3% negative on revenue, which isn't good, but it's better than 5% or 7% where it was for some of these companies. So they're doing some positive things on the business side. They're getting more reader revenue through these all-access paywalls, but there is no playbook for growth at this point.
So what does this mean for the average consumer of news? Are they got more to look forward to, or just a really complicated environment for a while?
The big problem is local. Nationally, the economics of digital publishing are pretty good, and we're seeing all kinds of startups and a lot more national news and national discourse. I'm not really worried about that. On a local level, and most of us depend on local newspapers to generate most of the news, in truth, we're getting a lot less than we got 5 or 10 years ago, and we continue to get less. It's interesting, there are outlets like public radio, public media outlets, that become increasingly important because they have the same kind of values that newspapers have in terms of public service. And we're seeing, but we're only seeing it in the bigger cities, of say 10 bigger cities, of more investment in public media. A station in L.A., KPCC, for instance, now has 100 journalists working for it. So it's very uneven locally. We're poorer for the coverage locally all across America. Some newspapers, the ones that are family-owned or the ones that are privately owned, Jeff Bezos bought the Washington Post, John Henry the Boston Globe, they tend to be supporting these papers and looking at them as long-term and not cutting staff.
And we'll have to leave it there. Ken, thanks so much for being here today.
Quite welcome.
Ken Doctor is a news industry analyst and the author of Newsonomics, 12 New Trends That Will Shape the News You Get.